Shake everybody's hand. Let me look around the building, see if you have any first-time visitors that's visiting with us today. If you could please stand up. We have a brother. You want to introduce yourself, please? Canadian missionaries. Okay. And also, brother in the back. Here. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome. Brother John, you want to introduce your grandson?
That's my grandson, Damari.
Damari.
Amen.
Welcome. Amen. Amen. Why don't we take a few minutes then? Take a few minutes to shake hands with everybody, okay? The ushers, the Bible readers, and special numbers, if you're a man, I ask them to sit up here with us, and they know the reason for that. Okay? Anything else? That's it.
Let's see.
Brother Mac, you have the scripture reading for us?
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Let's all stand for the reading of God's word.
I'll be reading Isaiah chapter 43. Verses 1 through 10. But now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou pass through the water, I will be with thee, and through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my son from afar and my daughter from the end of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him. For my glory, I have formed him. Yet, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that has ears. Let all nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show former things? Let them bring forth their witness that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. You are my witness, said the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I read Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 10. Praise be the name of God.
Amen. Brother Johnny, you have a special course.
Good morning, everyone. You know, I was talking with my grandson. He was telling me about, he said, tomorrow your birthday. I said, yeah. I said, but I'm looking toward Friday, 24th of November. Because that day, back in 1985, I'll never forget, Pastor. But that's when Jesus Christ saved my soul from sin. Amen. Amen. At that moment, I was heaven bound.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not concerned about what's going to really happen. Because my final destination is already sealed by the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to glorify and praise him forevermore, please. Amen. Glory to his precious name. Listen, this is what my Lord did for me. I was praying that day, asking God to forgive me. I was deep in despair, had no peace within. I surrendered my all unto Jesus, my Savior. Then his glory came down. I was saved from all sin. After glory did roll, I was happy and free. When I heard sweet voice be uttered to me, what a wonderful joy I was given within. When my Savior in love, he saved me from my sin. And as I left that front of the church and went back to my pew, I kept looking down at my feet because I thought I was walking on air. But you know what I realized later? That was all that sin that was lifted off my shoulders. Praise God, I was free. Now we're praising fear.
Amen.
For his wonderful victory, and with joy in my heart, all along the way. Oh, I'm longing to see a heaven glorious city, and to hear my Lord say, come abide with me. Oh, the glory didn't roll. I was happy and free when I heard a sweet voice speak pardon to me. What a wonderful soul I was given within. When my Savior in love saved me from my sin. All alone and in love, I was happy and free When I heard a sweet voice speak pardon to me, but I was a bound soul, I was given with thee. When I failed in love, oh, he saved me from my sin. Oh, he saved me from my tears. Yes, he did.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. So we'll go ahead and we'll have our men's choir right now. If you're visiting and you're a man and you want to come up and sing, you're welcome to come up. Because we don't practice, we just get up and sing.
I see the
our offering, and we'll turn to number 456, Jesus Loves Even Me. Forget, after the morning service, we're having a Thanksgiving luncheon, so everybody stay and partake of that. And now we're going to have a special Sister Risa.
Thank you.
you, Ruthie. You know, as we were singing those songs, I couldn't help but think about how are they having a Thanksgiving service over at First Baptist Church of Sutherland, Texas. Imagine. Keep them in prayer as we enjoy our Thanksgiving week, this entire week. I want you to keep them in prayer as a church. Okay? Also pray for Brother Mac. Brother Mac will be flying back home. He lost his mother. He only has one sibling left. Give him a warm hug as before you leave today. Brother Mac, would you like to say anything, Brother Mac? Anything good? So keep in prayer for Brother Mac. Also pray for Brother Romel. We'll be flying with Sister Nancy on Tuesday for their safety as they travel for the Thanksgiving to be with their son over this weekend. What I want to do today is something different. It is a Thanksgiving service after all. I do have a very short message, I promise. I do have a very short message. But what I would like for us to do this morning is I would like to hear from you. What is it that you are thankful for? Before I bring the Lord's message this morning, let's hear about four or five different people. Give it about 3 or 4 minutes, okay, so that everybody will have a chance to voice out. What is it that you're thankful for today? Brother Johnny, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. That's less than 10 seconds. Amen. Sister Mary, yes, ma'am.
Also, my salvation.
Amen. Salvation and family. Brother Daniel?
Hi.
Richmond?
Thank you for his mercies, because every day we go through with our life, we don't need the expectation of prayer. He's still faithful and does forgive us.
That is correct. God's mercies. Thank God for his mercies. Sister, and then we'll go Brother Mac. Amen. I'm glad to see you here, Sister Nancy. Brother Mac, and then Brother Roger.
I have to say a happy thing. I'm sad that I lost my mother. But I'm happy that she's gone.
Amen. 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 Brother Roel?
I praise the Lord for my salvation also.
Yes.
But I praise the Lord for this lady right here.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be a Christian. Because she met some neighbors that were Christians that had women's fellowship. And she would have thought, oh, this is nice. I like that. She said, you want to go to church? The lady, what was her name? Dorothy. Yeah, she says, Dorothy says, the Bible says such and such and such. You know? I said, well, I'll think about it. You know? So I decided to go, and it was okay, you know, and then I kept going, and then I read a sermon, and I was sitting in the front row, second row, and it just touched my heart, it just moved me, the Spirit touched me.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? What is it that you're thankful for? Yes, Brother Steve, and then two more in the back. Amen. Amen. Sister Karen? Sister Karen? Sister Karen, you want to share with them what God has done? Would you remember what God had done for your house?
Yes. God has answered our prayers that
tested. Brother Marco, I saw your hand raised.
Well, I'm thankful that my son Chase is on the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? What is it that you're thankful for, Brother Romel?
I'm thankful for America.
Amen.
And the Gandhi Foundation.
Amen.
And also the foundation that this country is based upon. You know, I work in Mexico, and I try to share to the people in Mexico that we do celebrate Thanksgiving, and we are here because we are giving thanks to God for that is part of that thing. Basically, the blessing that we give our nation. So I'm thankful that our nation could really set aside one day and call it Thanksgiving, but it's really a Thanksgiving to God and not to anyone else.
That is correct. Ruthie, a few more. Few more, anybody else? Ms. Teresa?
I would like to take this opportunity to thank the members, the pioneer members of this church that continually hold their hands up high and to the Lord, that keep this property up, that your faithfulness of giving to the Lord, that's why we were able to be reached, and that's why I'm here today.
Amen.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Mama? 3 minutes? I joke around with her. She can preach, so I'm just... Thanksgiving weekend, after all, after Jenny, yes. Those of you that do not know, my nephew Jayus was born with a congenital heart failure, and he did receive a transplant a couple of years ago. But that also means that somebody's heart had to be given up, right? So, 1 Samuel chapter 12, 1 Samuel chapter 12, looking at verses 6 through... let's just read verse 6, actually. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6, if you would stand to honor the word of God. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6. Read along with me, then I'll ask our visiting missionary to pray for this message this morning. Brother, if you could pray for this message. Let's read verse 6, and I'll ask him to pray. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6, the Bible says, "And Samuel said unto the people," that's the title of your message, "It is the Lord. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt." Brother missionary, can you pray for this message?
Yes, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank the Lord for this country. We thank the Lord for this past week. We have honored and celebrated the Veterans Day. Thank you, Lord, for continuing, Lord, to sending troops to preserve peace and order in the whole world. For sending troops to the Philippines when we were under bondage, Lord, we were delivered, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, you sent missionaries, Lord, through the local churches here. gospel that is, Lord, this ministry and his family here at your the Bible Baptist Church. Continue to empower him with your Holy Spirit as he delivers, Lord, the message this morning. May you speak to us through your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings that we have received from you. Most importantly, our salvation. We praise you and we love you, Lord, and we pray in Christ's precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. 1 Samuel chapter 12, we're looking at verse 6. The Bible says that Samuel said unto the people, "It is the Lord. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt." It is not the background or education of Moses. You may remember Moses as being brought up as an Egyptian. He may have attended the best Egyptian university, and I'm pretty sure he was tutored by the Egyptian scholars. But it was not Moses that brought Israel out of Egypt. Neither is it the boldness and eloquence of Aaron. Now you may remember Moses pointing to Aaron, and remember what he said. He said, "I cannot speak. I need Aaron. Why don't you send him instead?" But I will argue this morning that it is not the boldness and eloquence of Aaron. Moses asked Aaron to speak for him and to reason with the Pharaoh. But even Aaron, it was not Aaron that brought Israel out of Egypt. Take a look at Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 to 8, the Bible says, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters." But notice he says, not only I have surely seen, he says, I know their sorrows. And then in verse 8, thirdly, he said, I am come down. You know what that lesson is? The lesson is, it is not Moses, it is neither Moses nor Aaron, it is the Lord. Job chapter 1 verse 21, when Job was going through his troubles in life, he says in verse 21, he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither." Amen. And then he says, "The Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away." The point is this: when we begin to enjoy the good things in life, we have to recognize it is the Lord. Amen. Our victories and trophies, successes and winnings, the things that we possess, the things that we may have attained, it is the Lord. In Revelation chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, as the 12 elders were gathered at the throne of God, you know what they did? Every crown, every trophy that they had won, they casted those crowns before the throne, giving back the glory to the one who deserves that throne. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. All the good things we have in this life, your houses, your jobs, your families, your spouse, your children, it is because of the Lord. Your health, your wealth, your car, your job, it is because of the Lord. Now you may say, "Well, Pastor, I've had nothing good in this life to be thankful for. Pastor, all I've experienced in this life is being lonely. All I've experienced in this life are the pains from divorce. All I've experienced from this life are the problems with losing a job. That's all I've experienced in this life. There's nothing that I can thank God for." But you do. You do have something to thank God for. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, you know what Paul said? 2 Corinthians 12, 10, Paul said, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake." You know why Paul was thankful for even those things? He says, for when I am weak, then I am strong. If you think you've got nothing to thank God for, thank God for the things that do not make sense now, because later it will make sense. You know, as I was singing the song with the men, as I was listening to the special number of Sister Reza, I kept thinking about the families of First Baptist Church of Sutherland. I kept thinking about that. I was thinking, we're singing this song of the greatness of God. We're singing about thanking God for His goodness. But I was wondering, if I was in their shoes, would I be able to thank God this week? Would I be able to thank God for the fact that my church building is being demolished this week? Would I be able to thank God to see little coffins? Will I be able to thank God? Will I be able to thank God that my usher had died? Will I be able to thank God that person's wife has died? Will I be able to thank God that families were ruined? I was thinking. But Paul says, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Thank God for the things that do not make sense now. Secondly, thank God for a sane mind in this crazy world. Romans 7:25 says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. If you've got nothing to thank God for, you have a straight mind, thank God for that same mind. Thank God for His grace. 1 Corinthians 1:4 says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ. The only reason, the only way we can overcome the trials and temptations and the struggles in this life is because of God's grace. Thank God for His grace. And then finally, Philippians 1:3, He says, I thank God upon every remembrance of you. Thank God for good memories. Thank God for good memories. You know, one day everything we have will vanish and go away. And all that will be left are memories. Thank God for the past. I was thinking, if the past did not pass, if the past, P-A-S-T, did not pass, P-A-S-S, there would be no present. And if there is no present, there would be no future. Amen? Now watch in the following verses how Samuel told the Israelites to remember. Look at the following verses now. In verse 7, now therefore stand still that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord which He did to you and to your fathers. Samuel says, when Jacob was coming to Egypt and your fathers cried unto the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron. First reminder, God sent them Moses and Aaron. Verse 9, and when they forgot the Lord their God, He sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. Verse 10, and they cried unto the Lord and said, we have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord and have served Balaam and Ashtaroth. And look at verse 11. When those things happened, the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Badan and Jephthah and Samuel. Third reminder is found in verse 12. When ye saw that Naash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, nay, but a king shall reign over us. And you know what God did? The Lord gave them a king. Samuel reminds the nation of Israel Right when you begin to forget the goodness of God, remember the events, remember the instances in the past of your life when God had been good, was good for you. He reminded them about the patriarchs. He reminded them about the judges. And then he reminded them about the king. You know what Samuel was doing? Samuel was making the nation of Israel count one by one what God has done for them. And I will argue today, if you are not thankful, if you think that there's nothing for you that you can be thankful for, I want you to look back to your life. I want you to look back. Psalm 83 says, "When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him?" You know what we need to do? To be thankful, we need to consider. You need to look around you. You need to look at your life. You need to look at the things that you have in your life. And I guarantee you there is something you can be thankful for. Regardless of how bad you think your life has been, there is something you can be thankful for. The song says to count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. What has God done for your life? Many, many, many things. I don't have to look back 10 years to recognize that God has been good to me. The past year, God has been good to me. This year, God has been good to me. The year prior, God has been good to me. As a matter of fact, I cannot remember a year in my life when God has not been good to me. I cannot. Because where I'm at now is better than yesterday. Where I have been this year was better than last year's. I tell you, you agree with that. Because the same is applicable to you. Where you are standing today, what you have today, the things that you have today, is better than what you had yesterday, than what you had last year. Amen? Here's something better. In Luke chapter 12, verse 24 to 27, Jesus Christ said, "Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." Amen? Oh, God is a good God. God is a gracious God. God is a loving God, and God is a giving God. He has done marvelous and wonderful things in your life. Thank Him today. Thank Him today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The altar is open. As the piano plays, I cut this message way short to give you a chance. To give you a chance to this old-fashioned altar to thank God. To thank God. As the piano plays, maybe you just want to kneel at your pews. Or if you want to come forward, whatever it is that God is leading you to do, why don't you thank God today? Just thank God. The whole reason why we celebrate Thanksgiving is to recognize the goodness of God. When the pilgrims came over here, many of them had died. When the pilgrims came over here, they were seeking for a place where they can worship freely. They found it. And they were thankful for it. How about you thank God for the religious liberty of our country? How about you thank God for this country? said, I never force anybody. I tell them we're not here to get I tell everyone we're not here to get numbers. I told Brother Jeff, I told him, if God led you to this church, then God led you to this church. Amen. And today they want to make it public. They would like to join our church.
Amen.
Brother Jeff and Sister Camille, I met them from Baptist Church of National City. I think they were attending my young couple Sunday school class for a little bit. But they're here today to join Chula Vista Baptist Church by transfer. So I would like for us to vote. If is there anyone else that would like to join them? Anyone else? I don't want to close it, okay? God leads you, God leads you. But can we vote, church? Can we vote for accept them as members? Can we have either one? Brother Ronaldo? Brother Ronaldo, would you like a motion to Brother Lowell? Sister? Okay?
Yes.
Sister Michelle? Okay? Unanimous vote. Anybody would not like them to get a member? I'll talk to you after service.
Yeah.